TWOPICS, the stories behind the hottest topics on Twitter. Your TWOPIC of the moment is the NBA champion Dallas Mavericks. Winning their first ever NBA title in 6 games over the Miami Heat isn't the only headline, of course, as the inability for LeBron James to lead a team all the way is being enjoyed by many. From the LeBron jokes like at Keith Calder's to Ohio Governor John Kasich anointing the Mavs honorary Ohioans for a day, Twitter is multiple trends saluting Dallas's success and LeBron's epic fail. More tweets come from at BStank71 and at Sean2M. Your TWOPIC of the day is Christchurch. The already stricken New Zealand city shaken again, this time by 2 strong aftershocks. Dozens of buildings that survived the 6.3 magnitude quake on February 22nd collapsed in this weekend's 5.5 and 6.0 magnitude tremors. News of the quake is spreading around the Twitterverse, including at ScottDixon9, at VitalConcierge, and at Wayne Hay. Your top TWOPIC is Clarence Clemons. Well, the change was made of time and the big man, Joe in the Bay. The big man is the longtime saxophonist for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, who suffered a stroke over the weekend at his Florida home. He was rushed to an area hospital where he's reportedly undergone 2 brain operations to treat the stroke and is now said to be responsive and in stable condition. The 69-year-old has been in the E Street Band for nearly 40 years, but has dealt with health issues for a long time. Knee and back problems forced Clemons to sit during shows, and he underwent dual knee replacements and spinal fusion surgery in the last year. Well wishes are coming from all over Twitter, including fellow musicians like Lady Gaga, who features Clemons on 2 songs on her latest album, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine and The Night Watchman, David Cook, and guitar company Gibson. I'm at Chris Honig, and those are your Hot TWOPICS on Fox News Radio.